Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
How about some more T. Higgins love right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5 with some more player props we like in Super Bowl 56. What's up? Welcome to the show. It's Adam and Jacob Gibbs here. Jacob's got some player props for you. We've all got player props to give you. And we all seem to like T. Higgins. Does Jacob Gibbs agree with that? He'll be the last guy we talk about. Let's start with the Rams and Matthew Stafford. I do think over 1.5 touchdown passes for Matthew Stafford. Is that one of the things you're going with here? It's actually, you know, you got to lay a lot for that one. But what do you like for Stafford?
Yeah, I liked it earlier in the week. It has been bet up a little bit, but I still think you can take the over and feel pretty good about him hitting that. He's thrown multiple touchdowns in 9 of his past 10 games. I really like the over on the yardage as well. Just think we're going to see a lot of passing from the Rams here. Cincinnati has a pass funnel defense. They really kind of force their opponents to beat them through the air. They're much better against the run. They ranked 13th in DVOA against the run during the regular season compared to 24th versus the pass. And as a result, we saw opponents throw against them at a really high rate. Their opponent situation neutral pass rate, so when the game is within 6 points, was 60% during the regular season, which was the 7th highest rate of any team. And so that leads me to the fact that, including the playoffs, Stafford has topped his 279.5 number, which is his yardage prop, in 12 of the 16 games in which he's attempted 30 more passes. And Vegas has his line set at 36 attempts. And like we've talked about, Cincinnati just generally does lead to more passing attempts for opposing offenses. So the matchup, is pretty neutral. It's not anything to get excited about. But just looking at the most likely game flow, I think we are going to see a fairly pass-heavy approach from the Rams, which is exciting for Stafford. I think his props are a little bit too low. And then also is, of course, excited for Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, more on Kupp in a second. How do you see this game going as you select these props?
I think it'll be a pretty close game. I don't lean necessarily towards one team over the other. I do think the Rams will take it. But I think as long as it is close, we're going to see, LA be pretty aggressive in attacking through the air. That's, I think, kind of the approach I'm taking is especially in DFS and then also in props, just kind of, I really like the overs on the Rams passing games, and I'm leaning a little bit under on Cam Akers, some of his props as well.
Okay. So Cooper Kupp, what are you looking at there?
Yeah, so Tyler Higbee is looking unlikely to play. And you might not think that, Tyler Higbee would have an influence really on somebody like Cooper Kupp, who just gets fed every single game. But he really has. In previous games with Higbee sidelined this year, Kupp saw a substantial boost in his target per route run rate. And I think it does make sense given the type of routes that they each run. Van Jefferson and Odell Beckham have an average route depth of 9.6 and 10 yards respectively, while Kupp and Higbee's route depths come in at 7 and 6.7 yards. So a lot of similarity in their routes there. And with Higbee's routes likely to be filled by Kendall Blanton, who has been 40% less likbely to draw a target than Higbee when running routes, It makes sense that Stafford would lean even more heavily on Kupp. And we've seen that come to fruition in past instances with Higbee out. It's a pretty small sample size. But in weeks 14 and 15 with Higbee sideline, Kupp was targeted on 43% of his routes, compared to 29% outside of those weeks. And then last week, 12 of his 14 targets came after Higbee went down with the injury. He was targeted on just 2 of 10 routes prior to Higbee's injury for a 20% rate, and then was targeted on 32% of his routes after Higbee's injury. So small sample size, but I think it makes sense that he'll really be leaned on heavily in this matchup if Higbee is out. And so I really like the over on 8.5 catches and 105.5 yards, which are obviously massive props to take the over on. But I think we're going to see him just be leaned on really, really heavily.
Yeah, he terrifies me if I'm a Bengals fan. Cooper Kupp is such an X factor, obviously, and he just always seems to get his production. And now T. Higgins, we all seem to be over on T. Higgins, whether it's receptions or yards. I was more interested in the yards. But I know a lot of people, like a lot of us here at CBS, we like the receptions prop, and you like both for T. Higgins.
Yeah, I'm fine with taking both. I agree with you that I prefer the yardage because he can get it just in a few catches, really. I think he's one of the best values on the board in DFS as well. We've talked about the cover three defense for the Rams in each of the past few podcasts here. They use cover three more than any team in the playoffs and more than any team other than the Raiders during the regular season. And when looking at Cincinnati's splits versus cover three compared to all other coverage schemes, T. Higgins is the guy that really stands out. He's been 20% more likely to draw a target versus cover three compared to all of the coverage schemes, whereas Jamar Chase has been 6% more likely. Tyler Boyd's been 3% less likely. CJ Uzomah has been 31% less likely. So he's the one who I think is most likely to see an increase in targets. And he also has been more efficient. He's seen his efficiency go up compared to all the other guys, 20% increase in his yard per route run efficiency versus cover three. And so I think the, in general, the props are set a little bit too low for T. Higgins. And then also when you look at the schematic fit here against all the cover three schemes that the Rams are using, I really like him in DFS and in props.
All right, so we'll talk about Jamar Chase and all these types of things, but when you want to hear about cover three and who succeeds in that type of coverage, that's why we bring Jacob Gibbs on. That's why you should follow him on Twitter at @JA_Gibbs23. And at @JA_Gibbs_23. Okay, there you go. I had to cheat. I had to look. And also why you should check out sportsline.com for more great content from Jacob, from Mike McClure, from so many other great experts. We will talk to you tomorrow with more player props on Fantasy Football Today in 5. See you later.